bottles of booze aren't quite big enough, comes a comedy podcast so bold, so offensive, even its mother couldn't love it. From the sick and demented mind of Phil Boyer.
Hey, wait, that's me.
From the sick and demented mind of Phil Boyer, Booze Hound Entertainment presents Under the Influence. A show that Vanity Fair calls the most disgusting thing we've ever heard. And the Los Angeles Times says, Under the Influence will corrupt your soul to its core. Rolling Stone calls Under the Influence a podcast so unbearable it made our ears bleed. Playboy magazine simply said, revolutionary in the most offensive way.
They didn't really say that. We made it all up.
Just because we made it up, does it make it any less true?
Okay, whatever. Can you give us an idea of what to actually expect from the show?
All right, well, okay. Here's a little something that got cut from the first episode, which is called That's What She Said. So, basically, there was this restaurant in town called Bubba's, and it went out of business. And the building sat empty for months, probably even more than a year, actually. So, one day, we were driving past it on our way to the liquor store, and we noticed that it was no longer empty. See, we heard the rumors, but we doubted that it was true based on how conservative our town is. But there it was, in all its glory, an Adam and Eve sex store open for business in that old restaurant building. Because nothing says finger looking good more than opening a sex shop in an old barbecue place. Under the Influence premieres March 12th in your favorite podcast app and at the UnderTheInfluenceShow.com.